It's been a busy, busy week in the pharmacy world, and I've just been looking forward to this Friday all week. It's just one thing after another. I'm sure everyone's been there. I was so excited to wake up this morning. I could hear the birds chirping before I opened my eyes, and I heard a buzzing noise on my phone. And I check it, and it turns out it was one of those emergency notifications from my Business Insider app, and it was titled CNN's Anthony Bourdain Dead at 61 by Suicide. And I'm thinking, another one? It was yesterday that the Kate Spade news hit of her suicide. So I read deeper into Anthony Bourdain's, you know, history, you know, if he was showing signs at all that he was contemplating suicide, or if he was depressed or something like that, struggling. And I found this quote that I found that I thought was very, very interesting. It goes like this. "I should have died in my 20s. I became successful in my 40s. I became a dad in my 50s. I feel like I've stolen a car, a really nice car, and I keep looking in the rear view mirror for flashing lights." It's interesting because it sounds like he personally feels like he doesn't deserve what he has gotten so far in life. And on the surface, it does seem like he's gotten a lot. I mean, his job is to go around traveling, tasting food, cooking. And he's done a tremendous job of that. And just reading the comments on these articles, he's inspired a lot of people to go out and travel and be immersed in different culture, different foods. One comment in particular stood out, and it goes like this. An anonymous person says, "Bourdain inspired me tremendously in my life. Over the past 3 years, I've traveled to over 30 countries, and all was sparked by Bourdain. I used to tell my girlfriend, if there's one person on earth I'd like to meet and have a meal with, it would be Anthony Bourdain. Man, this hurts so bad. I never cry over celebrity deaths. I'm usually just shocked, but this is breaking me down. Heartbroken. Rest in peace, Bourdain." I think that really encapsulates how Anthony Bourdain has touched people around the world. And I think the entire situation, you know, between this suicide and the one announced yesterday is just that, you know, fame and fortune does not bring you happiness. I talked about this, I think, I'm going to say 30 episodes ago, where I was going over, you know, the income and your level of happiness. In general, if you earn more than, say, $75,000 a year, Canadian or US, you pretty much peak in terms of satisfaction. If you make 10 times that, there's no guarantee that you will be 10 times happier. Another thing is, it just feels like it's one thing after another. In the celebrity world, I guess, with mental health and suicide, starting with Heath Ledger, and it doesn't feel like it ever stopped. Every year there's been a suicide or someone coming out dealing with depression or anxiety. It might just be because I'm at that age where I'm just hyper aware of the news now, as opposed to when I was younger, I just didn't really know what was going on. But I do feel like public awareness of mental health issues and the dangers of it is definitely on the rise in the event of all these high-profile celebrities coming out struggling with these issues. Robin Williams is another one that comes to mind. So of course, CNN this morning has been publishing a series on suicide because Anthony Bourdain is part of CNN. And this one talks about the fact that U.S. suicide rates have increased more than 25% since 1999. And this was a study done from then till 2016, so it could be even higher now. These figures were from research papers published Thursday by the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. Quote, "These findings are disturbing. Suicide is one of the top 10 causes of death in the U.S. right now. And it's one of three causes that is actually increasing recently. So we do consider it a public health problem and something that is all around us." That was a quote from Dr. Anne Shushat, Principal Deputy Director of the CDC. In 2016 alone, about 45,000 lives were lost to suicide. And this is only in the US. think about it, 45,000 people. For those of you who don't know, I live in Canada. That's the size of a small town in Canada. Here's another very interesting fact, shocking even. Montana experienced about 29 suicides for every 100,000 people, the highest in the nation, compared with about 7 people out of every 100,000 in the District of Columbia, the lowest. As a whole, the nation saw 15 people dying by suicide for every 100,000 in 2016. So let's rewind to the 30 suicides out of 100,000 in Montana. That is ridiculous. The most common method was firearm, followed by hanging or suffocation, followed by poisoning, Dr. Shushat said. Opioids were present in 31% of individuals who died by poisoning. She added that the intentionality is difficult to determine in cases in which a person dies by overdose. That is a good point. So of the 31%, opioids were involved, and it's difficult to tell whether it's overdosing or voluntary suicide. And that was some of the highlights that were presented on the CNN article. I will make sure to link that in the description of this episode. Otherwise, that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to update you guys with these interesting facts and figures and raise a bit of awareness about suicide and depression, and just friendly reminder to look after the people around you. You never know who's struggling. Just pay closer attention is all I'm trying to say. And that's it. Thank you for tuning in till the end. I enjoyed hearing from you all. Continue to go to rogerfarmd.com to make recommendations on the things I should talk about on the show, and I'll make sure to get to it as soon as I can. Thank you. See ya.